What you're about to hear is part one of a special world report with a friend of Medjugorje about the 2020 presidential election in the United States. Part two will air tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Time, USA.
This is a special world report with a friend of Medjugorje.
How is it that we see now that so many people have voted for Biden? A part of that is because of bishops. They didn't condemn him and his beliefs. They're silenced. And they're guilty. And now look at the situation. If our bishops would have spoke up that you can't vote for this man, you can't support his ideas, we wouldn't be seeing what we have now. Our Lady gave a message on September 2nd, 2013. She went through her whole message, and Mariana makes a statement that interrupts her message. Mariana says, "Then, with great concern, Our Lady said, 'For the sake of Jesus, for the sake of my son, love those who he has called, and long for the blessing only from the hands which he has consecrated. Do not permit evil to come to reign.'" Why does she say that? Why does she bring that with the shepherds? She continues, "Anew, I repeat, only alongside your shepherds will my heart triumph." And then she comes back again with about evil. "Do not permit evil to separate you from your shepherds." Many people are leaving the church because they're disgusted at their shepherds. Especially those who understand Biden is, and for those shepherds who relate to the flock, that you could vote for him. We've heard people say, "I left the Catholic Church. I'm sick of what's happening because of shepherds." And yet Our Lady says, "I will triumph next to the shepherds." She mixes her words with the following: "Do not permit evil to come to reign. Do not permit evil to separate from your shepherds." We have a lot of shepherds that has caused the reason to leave the Catholic Church. You have to find the right shepherds. We have some good shepherds here in Birmingham. We have some that's not. Never let the devil, by what the shepherds may do, drive you away from your faith. Yes, Our Lady says to pray for them. At the same time, this whole situation we're under in the election today, the corruption is happening. And the stealing that's taking place, and I'm not saying from Trump, it's from us. We do the vote. We put him there. We want him to be our leader. We've chosen that. Millions of people have done that. We're going to cover in this broadcast and show you, or not what the media has given to you. Even Fox, they've sold out. Murdoch owns Fox, but he don't run it now. His two sons do. They're liberal. So you can't trust this network. They're accomplices with Biden. Our side have been asleep. Archbishop Vigano says in a letter to Trump, October 25th, 2020, just a few days ago, he says, "This historical moment sees the forces of evil aligned in a battle with quarter against the forces of good. Forces of evil that appear powerful and organized as they oppose the children of light." They're organized. They've been planning this for a long time. Why do you think all of a sudden, four decades or more, that they wanted to get rid of the death penalty? Why do you think they've been so strong to collect everybody's guns and the weapons? Because they plan to take over, and it would be high treason. And they know that. Treason is defined as the offense of attempting to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance to, or a betraying of the state into the hands of a foreign power, disloyalty and treachery. This is what's happened Obama's part of it. Biden's part of it. Thousands of other people are part of it. But I'm talking about the higher echelons. And they know it's a death penalty. So they try to eliminate these things. It doesn't make sense. When I was in high school, we've got to stop the electric chair. We've got to stop capital punishment. Why? You got somebody mutilated 20 people and you think they cannot pay with the highest price they could pay, which is their own life? You have a cheap value of life if you don't believe in the electric chair or capital punishment. You're saying you can do whatever you do, but you'll never have to pay the ultimate price. Not your money, not your family, your own body is snuffed out. So all these people, if they think a little bit, they use common sense, you can see anybody against the death penalty has a low, low value of life. You can do whatever you do, however you want to do it, no matter if you're a Hitler, nor capital punishment. The bishop conferences all are saturated with that. Very few of them are for the electric chair now. They've sold their whole mentality to evil because it's an evil thing to say God is evil because the death penalty is evil. Do you know what? Do you know why you have life? Do you know why you have eternal life? Because God said, my son will have to die. A capital punishment, a crucifixion for the penalty of the sins of man so they'd be forgiven and atoned for. God is for capital punishment. End of story. Use your common sense. Our Lady said, my son is the light of common sense. She didn't say, my son had a PhD. He's an intellectual. It's common sense. Just start thinking. If you really think about these things, if you really look at the situation we're in, we've been duped. But we're going to give you hard evidence, solid evidence, that this election is being stolen. And continuing with Vigano, his letter, he says, Mr. President, you are well aware that in this crucial hour, the United States of America is considered the defending wall against which the world declared by the advocates of globalism has been unleashed. I know many people are saying they're tired of seeing or hear these things. That's the problem. You're not penetrating what is going on around you. It's Our Lady who's told us repeatedly, look, my dear children, around you. Do you not see what's happening and the signs of the times? In regards to Vigano's letter, he was interviewed and he shared that Pope Benedict called upon him to be the pronuncio for the United States of America. And he says, I'm appointing you for this great nation because it's going to have a determinant effect on the universal church. See, now you can bring Satan in all this in this election today. You can start understanding, wow, Pope Benedict tells Vigano, you're going there because they have the determination for us in the Vatican, the whole Catholic Church, and all of Christendom in reality. That's a profound thing. But it also makes you be able to see why all this is taking place. Because you destroy America, you destroy the church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against her church. So that's why Our Lady's here. If she was not sent here to intercept the Antichrist system that is in place, ready to turn on the light switch, it's all there. If you can't see it by now, you'll never see it. But if you'd been looking at the messages, you would have seen it a decade ago, 2 decades, 3 decades ago. I saw it. We've been speaking about these things repeatedly. Let's go back to February 2009. We're in the Obama administration. Obama did something that was written and they fired the first shot. That this guy's debased. He's evil. He's a tyrant. And he just came into the presidency at that time. Nobody would dare say that. Your talk show host wouldn't say it. Why? Because they didn't believe it. They couldn't see it. I saw it in the message. So what did he do in February 2009? He commandeered a powerful supercomputer system known as the Hammer. What did it do? It exploited applications known as what's called a scorecard that had capability to hacking into elections and stealing the vote. This isn't made up. This is a conspiracy. This is out there. This is on file. This is on tape from the people that is involved with it. Who could tell us about this? Who has knowledge of it? A man whose name was given to him is Dennis Montgomery. And who is Dennis Montgomery? He was a CIA contractor. He built the Hammer. He designed it. And he turned into a whistleblower. He gave a series of tapes. His recordings was released in a federal court. And it reveals some big, big things. Montgomery said that the Hammer was deployed by Obama's team against Florida's election computers to steal the 2012 presidential election on behalf of our saint, President Barack, and his cohort, Vice President Joe Biden. They stole the elections. This is not refuted. This is documented. How come you don't know that? Well, first of all, you're trying to make a living. You're trying to do your business and take care of your family, what you have to do. You don't have time to look at these things. But it's there. Did you know what's going on in the election today and yesterday? They've activated the Hammer on behalf of Joe Biden. So, in other words, votes that they have stolen the election in 2012 is now being used in 2020 on behalf of Biden's run for presidency. So it's reported that this time the scorecard is stealing votes from 8 states. Florida, Georgia, Texas, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Nevada. And lastly, Arizona. How do you know that? Because the guy who made the Hammer said that, Montgomery. He said that's what's happening right now. Just this afternoon at 4 o'clock, Trump tweeted, "We have claimed the electoral vote purposes, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which won't allow legal observers, and the state of Georgia, the state of North Carolina, each one of which has a big Trump lead. Additionally, we hereby claim the state of Michigan," and then Twitter cut him off, because Michigan now has gone to Biden. How? By being stolen by the Hammer. Do your own research. Look it up on the AmericanReport.org. You might say, well, how come I don't know these things? Because Fox is not telling you. You have to dig. You have to research. If you're in school and you're taking a test, you're just going to go to the test? Are you going to research to know what you need to know? We study the messages. We put them in our life. And when we look through the messages of what's happening in the world, we see very clear, just like someone with poor vision that put on glasses and everything's clear. I say what I say because I see in the messages. There's a lot of detail given about this Hammer and its scorecard, how they cheat, how they steal on the site I just mentioned. But they're not just doing it against us or people as Republicans. They use it against Bernie Sanders. He would have won, except Joe Biden stole the election through the Hammer. Sanders lost because Biden applied the Hammer. Somebody may bring up the point where Montgomery's lying or he's saying these things. If that was the case, the FBI would have arrested him a long time ago. Ask the question, how come this guy's not arrested? Because it's truth. He'd be in jail right now in a minute. So I encourage you to do your own research about this. There's a lot more details about it. And you can't look it up through Dennis Montgomery. That's an alias they gave him for protection, being a whistleblower. To better understand what you just heard about the Hammer, listen to the following voices.
Now to the scenes we are witnessing across the country. Americans already casting ballots in record numbers.
No decision. The presidential race still up for grabs with millions of ballots still being counted in crucial battleground states.
All right, welcome back. This is CNN special live coverage, 10:31 a.m. on the East Coast. Why am I giving you the time? Well, if you managed to sleep last night, things changed. You may have gone to bed thinking this election was headed one way, and then you woke up and you saw things were different and maybe trending increasingly in another direction.
This is 2020, which means we're watching something we have never seen before.
We had such a big night. You just take a look at all of these states that we've won tonight, and then you take a look at the kind of margins that we've won them by. And all of a sudden, it's not like we're up 12 votes and we have 60% left. We won states, and all of a sudden, I said, what happened to the election? It's off. And we have all these announcers saying, what happened? And then they said, oh, this is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. We did win this election. So our goal now is to ensure the integrity for the good of this nation. This is a very big moment. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list. Okay?
So there we have President Trump coming out and speaking to supporters in the room, speaking to the American public, speaking to the world, and saying, frankly, we did win this election. That is not true. The president has not been declared the winner of this election, but he says that a great fraud has been committed on the American public, and now that he will go to the United States Supreme Court. What we were speaking about earlier, what we have heard from the president, that he is claiming victory while legitimate votes are still being counted. The president says he is the winner of the election. He ran through a list of states that he says he has won that have not yet been called. The fact that he says he is the winner of the election does not make him the winner of the election. There are votes still being counted in the country.
Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out. And eventually, I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch.
So we want to cut in now at this point and play something for you. Now, hearing this tonight, if you had heard this for the first time tonight, or let's say you woke up this morning and you heard this playing on the radio this morning, it sounds like something that would have been taped today. When in fact, what we're about to play for you is something which a friend of Medjugorje said over 2 months ago. And it is literally the playbook of what we heard happen last night and today. Here's a friend of Medjugorje, September the 2nd, 2020.
Stealing is breaking a commandment. But stealing is not just about money or stealing a car, because that in itself is not about power. To get power, you have to steal something to attain that power. If these elites got together and had a discussion in the back room, the election is coming up. How can we go about stealing that? What would be a plan? How would we accomplish that? You could hear them discuss things. How? By getting in their minds, getting in their hearts, what they're trying to do. This is what Sun Tzu taught in The Art of War. You have to know how and what your enemy is thinking. And there's enough evidence that's clearly out there that they're thinking a lot about this next election. It is a battle between light and dark. So if you're in a corner in that room, you would hear a strategy we have to come up with and have it implemented and sell it to everybody, not just on our side, but to the people. We know the strategists in their secret room would say that there's so many votes going toward Trump right now that we're not going to win that way. How do we overcome that? Why don't we just admit it, that on election night, he's going to win, and he's going to win big? Let's come up with an interview so we can go put this out now in the people's hearts and their minds that Trump is going to win. We have to come up with a scenario. So we have to tell people, we have to understand that on election night, they're not seeing what's real. Yes, he's going to get a lot of votes, and it's going to appear like he wins, and everybody's going to think that, but it's not real. So we can call this and name it. Let's call it a mirage, because mirage is something that's not real. It gives an appearance to be real, but it's not. It's not really there. Because it's the Republicans in red, let's call it the red mirage. And somehow, we got to make it where after all the ballots are counted, Joe Biden has really won. In the interview, we need to say it's going to take a while to count the votes. Maybe even weeks. Because so many absentee ballots are still out there. And it's not fair for people voted through these ballots that their vote not be counted. We'll have all the news talking heads saying, well, you know what this is going to look like. We will inform the networks for the election night, what's coming down, and within maybe 10 days of the election, there's going to be a big difference. After all these ballots are counted, our modeling is going to show that Biden really won. You have to put in the interview that day by day, Trump's lead will be whittled down. And praise Trump. Talk good of him. Say Trump's team is very intelligent. His messages, his tweets, his rallies, his speeches. And let it be known to the public now that Trump's going to say fraud has entered into the equation. Make sure those words get in this interview. And make it clear in the end, ultimately, that the results, that Joe Biden will be the president of the United States of America. And be sure and put in there that if we don't count all these votes after the election, that the American people will believe an injustice was done, not counting these votes. But to help cover up the stealing, be sure we state in the interview, vote early, put your ballots early. But in reality, what we won't say is how many ballots we find after the election. We'll pour them in from all places. And in that way, the mirage will give way to the truth of Biden's the president.
So again, that was a friend of Medjugorje, September the 2nd, 2020, explaining verbatim what we have watched happen in the past 24 hours.
Well, that whole situation was well thought out, implemented, and it has been perfect. But there's one Achilles heel that they didn't count on that could make the whole thing crash. And it happened on September 18th. Ginsburg died. They were not counting on something like that to happen, but it did. And don't tell me God's hand is not in this. Through this, Satan's Achilles heel is the woman who with her heel crushes his head. This was a shock to everybody. So Ginsburg dies. Trump today goes to the Supreme Court and Barrett's on it. You don't think that is an act by God? How that happened so quickly? We went to a 5-4 court to a 6 vote against 3 votes. This is the only thing that can save this election. The U.S. Supreme Court. You should be praying for this court right now because nobody's going to be able to stop this. And I can tell you, all those patriotic rosaries, all those fastings, all those things that's taken place, going up to the cross, the 4 consecrations in the field, all the things and prayers and all you out there and other nations. We have people, other nations, places as far away as Australia, praying for Trump. Is he their hope? No. He's the representation of the hope of all Americans that want to be united to God's will. We have to have somebody we can rally behind. And Trump is that man. And you people, especially you Medjugorje people who are still standing behind Biden, you're really off the track. And I did a broadcast last week, 2 astonishing letters. You listen to that. Because I address that very strongly, with no apologies. It's time for us to stand up. Because Vigano said, we are disoriented We're disorganized and even abandoned by our temporal and spiritual leaders. He's talking about bishops. He's talking about priests. That's why Our Lady had to come. In the 1800s, one of the saints, I can't remember her name, said that there would be no spiritual direction from your spiritual leaders. That's why Our Lady says, listen to me. She's clarifying everything.
So in the beginning of the broadcast, you heard a friend of Medjugorje say that there are many things that he saw through the messages. One thing that we are going to play for you now is one such thing which he wrote in 1989. This is part of the conclusion from the book Words from Heaven, which is the most complete compilation of the Medjugorje messages that exists in the world. And through the messages, this was what a friend of Medjugorje understood that nobody else was saying. The priests in Medjugorje were not saying, the visionaries were not saying. But in 1989, this was his understanding he received through the messages. It explains exactly what's happening right now.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, the saying, if it feels good, do it, was popular. It seemed the devil roamed with freedom. Then, astoundingly, in 1981, Our Lady indicated that a great war is going to take place. Our Lady announces to the earth a declaration of war. August 2nd, 1981. A great struggle is about to unfold. A struggle between my son and Satan. Human souls are at stake. As with many of Our Lady's messages, this message, read with prayer and contemplation, is so full of information that after thinking about it, we should realize that we all are underestimating the magnitude of Medjugorje. In World War II, countries fought for domination. Few complained about being drafted. Indeed, many volunteered freely from the USA. They left their jobs, their businesses, their homes to fight. There was no price too high to pay. The volunteerism was so strong, it was as if martial law had been declared. Factories changed over to producing arms, and the whole country geared up for war without reservations. Now, in 1981, Our Lady states that a full-fledged war is about to start between heaven and hell, not for countries, but for the souls of the earth caught in the middle. A war of the worlds. As with World War I and II, there is a battle plan with this war also. For 3 years, Our Lady spoke of the plan. Pray for the plan. Pray that Satan does not thwart my plan. Pray for the plan my son and I have. Pray that God's plan may be realized. Then, after 3 years of speaking of this mysterious plan, she reveals it on January 25th, 1987. Dear children, behold, also today I want to call you to start living a new life as of today. Dear children, I want you to comprehend that God has chosen each one of you in order to use you in a great plan for the salvation of mankind. You are not able to comprehend how great your role is in God's design. Therefore, dear children, pray, so that in prayer you may be able to comprehend what God's plan is in your regard. I am with you in order that you may be able to bring it about in all its fullness. When we refer to a battle plan in this context, we do not mean aggressiveness. We define battle plan as the sense of mobilization that one needs in his struggle with the devil. We have to step in combat against Satan, and we have to be ready for sacrifice in this spiritual war. In a message given to the Medjugorje prayer group through Yelena, who receives interior locutions, Our Lady says, July 30th, 1987, darkness reigns over the whole world. We ought to be conscious of this tragic situation of the world today. Then we should step in against Satan. How? Our Lady tells us, August 8, 1985. Dear children, today I call you, especially now, to to advance against Satan by means of prayer. Satan wants to work still more now than you know he is at work. Dear children, put on the armor for battle, and with the rosary in your hand, defeat him. Our Lady uses words armor and battle on purpose, so we may realize that the activity of Satan is like the invasion of a country by a foreign army. He takes strongholds and destroys. His only purpose is to use us for his own end. His main purpose is destruction. Our Lady gives us 5 weapons against Satan. Prayer, purification of the spirit. Fasting, purification of the body. Reading of the Bible, purification of the intelligence. Confession, to make God's love grow in us. Holy Communion, to make God's love grow in us. Our Lady's plan for the salvation of mankind on earth is to defeat Satan using these 5 weapons. We have to understand that the Medjugorje plan is a plan for the entire planet, that this war is a war of love against destruction, and that Our Lady's goal in this struggle is the reign of love. The Blessed Mother tells us on November 20th, 1986, to Maria, "You know that I love you, and that I burn out of love for you. Therefore, dear children, you also decide for love, so that you will burn out of love and daily experience God's love. Dear children, decide for love, so that love prevails in all of you, but not human love, rather, God's love." We have to know that love is our first weapon against Satan, because love is the thing he hates and fears most. Our armor is the fatal weapon of love, and this love encompasses the 5 weapons against the ruler of darkness. November 25th, 1987. Our Lady says that we have to pray, that Satan does not entice us with his pride and deceptive strength. Satan's weapon is also passivity or indifference that destroy peace and prayer. That means that the devil is creating a certain inactivity and laziness that attacks the root of conversion. We have to be mobilized always. The victory happens through love and living in holiness. July 10, 1986. Today I am calling you to holiness. Without holiness, you cannot live. Therefore, with love, overcome every sin, and with love, overcome all the difficulties which are coming to you. Dear children, I beseech you to live love within yourselves. In this battle of the worlds against Satan, Our Lady puts a weapon in our hands, the only instrument against the powers of darkness: love.
Referring back to Vergano's letter, he says, "In the midst of this bleak picture, this apparently unstoppable advance of an invisible enemy, an element of hope emerges. The adversary does not know how to love." That's the key. That's the key to everything. What you just heard was in Words from Heaven, written 31 years ago. Continuing with Vergano's words, he says, "This people, which for too long," talking about us, "has endured the abuses of hateful and tyrannical power." Then he makes a statement: the result of being oppressed and persecuted and abused, he says, is rediscovering that it has a soul. Hardship endured and painful things causes one to look back at the soul and reflect on it. And that's what he's saying. "I have spoken to you for years, decades, about Our Lady when the apparitions are over, that she will have a new power as Mother on earth. We experienced that. Yesterday in the field, praying for the election, it was felt. Our Lady's presence was felt. Later in the day, Maria had called and left a message. And in that message, what I felt in the apparition, I understood through her words. So think where you were on election day at apparition time. For us, at 10:40, we were on our knees. And I thank God we were. I'll share this message that Maria left.
Everybody, here I am. I am in life praying a special day. Today, during moment of apparition, I go pray for you, for all American people, and God bless you.
Do you understand the moments we live? The enemy doesn't have that. The Mother of God was spoken to where we were in the field praying. She prayed for us. We pass that on to you, to the whole nation, because Maria asked Our Lady to bless this nation. There is a tie to heaven here, something special. Come and climb to the cross. Come in December of 8th to the 12th and go to the bed of apparitions, the field of apparitions, and other sites that we've never released that you'll discover for the good of your soul and the good of the nation. So we pray for what the enemy has stolen in verbiage that's written in the foundation of the cross for the soul of America. We wish you, Our Lady. We love you. Good night.